We'll do some Hilchos Pesach. Kuf Ches. You have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Anybody have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here? Simen Kuf Ches. We learned Simen Kuf Zayin about Nissan. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yitches on the base Thursday night. Simen Kuf Ches. Dine Hachitin Vakemach Lamatzis. Okay. Siv ushmartem es hamatzis. Now, the pashto says that there's an exhortation in the Torah to be careful it doesn't become chametz, which is a logical thing to say, because flour and water, and if you're not careful, it's going to become chametz. But we learn out that there's a special din to watch. There's a special shmirah, not just a question of making sure it doesn't become chametz, but there's an added measure of shmira that the Torah wants you to have. Because of course you have to watch it doesn't become chametz. Because you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. You're not allowed to own chametz. So the Torah is adding a shmira. So there's a machlokes in Gemara what that shmira is. So he says the shmira, first of all, is that it shouldn't shouldn't come into contact with water. That's the shmirah, like that. So it can't become chametz. Obviously, we're not talking about when you're kneading the dough. Now, there's a lot of ramifications in this. This requirement of shmirah is only a requirement for the matzah that you eat the first night. This added. Obviously, the matzah eat the whole Pesach needs a shmira that's making sure it's not chametz. But this added shmira, what we say, is not just a question of, you know, make sure it's not chametz, but, you know, do something to ensure, there's a word, I have to think what the right word is, do something to ensure that it's not chametz. Not just, it's not passive, it's more active. Not just make sure it's not chametz, but ensure that it doesn't become chametz, or that it can't become chametz, something like that. This added shmira I'm speaking out now is only the first night. The rest of Pesach, not. Some say that according to the Gra, you would have to have that too. I don't think it's that positive, but okay. Yeah, very possibly. If you wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah all 7 days, which the Gra says you are, you may not be obligated to do it, but you are fulfilling it. So very likely, possibly, or maybe likely, that you need this madrega of matzah as well. Okay? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, when? So when do you have to make sure there's no water? That's the earliest stage, because if water goes on it when it's growing, the fermentation process won't begin. So Mishas Katsira. That's called Shmura Mishas Katsira. Aval Aminagu Kapoiskim Nisagilu Bishmira Mishor Shemolichon also Litchon Ve'elech. What's the pshat in that? That the Torah is talking about a point in time where there's a real danger that water will go on it. Because if the place where you're toichin, presumably there's water there. That's maybe where they bake it also. So it's saying, keep away, make sure you don't get water on it. But again, a special level of shmira, and that's called shmura Mishas Tchina. And he says that's the common minhag. It wasn't like now. Everybody's rich. I don't even know if you find Shmur Mishas Tchina on the market. In America you do, maybe. Manashevitz Matzahs. Or Strites even. You know, in the supermarket. Here, I don't even know. You find Shmur Mishas Tchina? And he also says, and that's what we call in the vernacular Shmura Matzah. Even though Shmura Matzah could be Mishas Tchina also. Mishas Lisha is passive. Because obviously water is going on in Mishas Lisha. So any Shmira Mishas Lisha is only passive. Make sure it's not Chometz. But the positive Shmira that's being required here is either Mishas Techina or Mishas Ketzira. That's your choice. And as he says, Mikra Adin, he seems to be saying it's Mishas Techina, but Shmi Machmir making Mishas Ketzira. Now, the Din of Lishma is also an ingredient here. Excuse the pun. It's also an ingredient. Because Lishma might attach itself to the Shmira. And where do you learn out Lishma? It's also Lishmartim is Hamatzis Lishem Matzis Mitzvah.
That's how he's worded here. Lishem Matzis Mitzvah.
Yeah. So I'm saying that comes together. In other words, it's not so much the making of the matzah that has to be lishma per se, but it's the making sure it doesn't become chametz that it has to be lishma. But that's how it seems. That's how it's established. That's how it's presented. It's not presented that you have to shech the korban lishma. You have to bake matzah lishma. It's never said in that context. Nowhere does it say you have to bake matzah lishma. Or need. Even what they need,
they always say they're not the factory.
I know, but like I'm saying what they're really doing is it's the shmira. The shmira. It's making sure that it's matzah and not chametz. I'm not talking about making sure like a century with a gun. It means when you're doing it, you have to make sure it doesn't become matzah. It doesn't become chametz. Okay. V'chein nachon la'asos. V'roi l'daklik shal yamdu ha'shibolim even b'mechubar. Very careful about this. Achi yisabshu kol tzorchon yatum v'albinu even before it's cut down. Because once it's stopped standing there and it's not growing, not taking nourishment from the ground, then even rain is likely to affect it. Not a drizzle, the Mishnah Berurah says, but geshmaka rain, or maybe in the middle. Yuchom, so they can become chometz. I feel it be mechuber, but they're not really mechuber. They're not really taking nourishment from the ground anymore. Alken roi v'nochon litzor boich yesh benoit sasmari yarkus. They're a little green. I don't know if they're green. It means green. Bishef shloi b'chit neshmur mishas kitzir l'chol yimei achag matov. So the Bir Halacha says they bring down. That's because of this problem of water going on it. Because Yashmur Matzah, you know, they were more makbid down the line. Not a question of any particular thing they did. But down the line, they were more careful.
Okay.